Welcome to the Fleur Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 5th of August, recording at 9:42 p.m., and that's British summer time. Now, this is a quieter day for the most part, and some profit-taking in here among the stock markets. For instance, Japan, that was down 1.44%. However, the China indices were all higher in here today, with the Shanghai composite up over 1%, and the other China indices, such as the Shenzhen and the CSI 300, they're firmer still. Taiwan also higher, a tiny gain by India, which is still an underperformer. And again, the majority of these markets are higher in Asia here today. In Europe, decidedly mixed, but small, very small percentage changes. Everything's under 0.5%, so nothing significant there. And in the Americas, Wall Street had a modest decline, down 0.3% for the Dow. That's only 46 points. The S&P was down half that, a tiny decline. And the NASDAQ, well, that remains very much in form here. Those tech shares are doing well for the most part. And that had a modest gain today, as did Canada. Mexico, interesting market, down a little bit. And the and Brazil also down a tiny, tiny fraction. Not bad action overall. So what looks good within this sector? Well, first, the monetary policy. We've got this strong tailwind, very accommodative monetary policies, and that will certainly prevent a bear market for anything but the most distressed market or sector, but for the general markets here, that is not on the visible horizon at this stage. Now, among those that I think are likely to do best overall, I would put Wall Street, although, you know, it's not going to levitate indefinitely, and the risks are increasing up here, and it's expensive up here as well, but it remains in form, so we'll need to see a pretty big downward dynamic to feel that we're witnessing the onset of another corrective phase. Same with Japan. It's range-bound overall and may remain that way for a few more weeks, but we've got an awfully accommodative stimulative government, I should say. Very accommodative monetary policy. Although that's not helping it necessarily for tomorrow, because I see that the yen has strengthened a little bit further. It's 98.22 versus the US dollar here. And China, I think this remains an interesting medium to longer term recovery candidate. And while people look at the SHA-SHR index, that's the A-share index, and worry about China, if you look at Hong Kong and the various other China indices, well, they're generally firmer here overall. And I think the economic data is picking up a little bit. I have a piece on that that I posted today. Now elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices, they have eased a little bit in here today. That means that the yields are firm, edging higher overall, and that's despite the all the quantitative easing, and not least from the United States, and with the U.S. Central Bank actually buying a considerable portion of these bonds on a monthly basis. But the investors in bond markets clearly are now discounting a stronger economic recovery here from the U.S. and also from other governments. And I think that that's perhaps to be certainly to be expected, I think, over the medium term. And we've had some mildly encouraging news overall, not least from Europe, and also subscribers and I were not the only people to know that on historic evidence it takes about, well, I would say, I prefer to say at least 5 to 7 years following a credit crisis before markets get back to anything like you like normal. And we are at the a little over the 5.5 year period here for most of these. It'll take longer for Europe, though. Now, what else to mention in these markets? Let's have a look at the currencies. The dollar is a little bit easier in here today, but there's no big action that I can see on these charts. So let's take a quick look at the commodities on this quiet day. And the industrial metals are mixed. No big moves showing here overall. What's interesting is that the soybeans, wheat, and corn, these remain soft. Well, soybeans are up a tiny fraction in here today, but they've certainly been soft for quite some time. And the bigger move here today is wheat is down, and corn is also down. And that's because the weather remains favorable. Now, in these more turbulent weather conditions that we've seen, the risk appears to be too much moisture for that U.S. crop. And also, we need to see a longer growing season, so the cold weather needs to hold off for that yield to be brought in before the actual frosts set in. And elsewhere in these commodity markets, a little bit easier in the crude oil prices, but these are still a bit of a concern. The CLA, that's the WTI contract, that's the U.S. contract, 106.45. The Brent blend is at 108.83. And I think across the boards, we've got mostly a little bit lower prices on the agricultural commodities here today. And that's it on this quiet day. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.